The King's Speech.
Queen Elizabeth was a life well lived.
In dry California now.
Flash flood concern is particularly in the inland areas.
CDC latest on COVID.
1 in 10 Americans live in counties at high COVID-19 community levels.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago.
And I'm Steve Futterman in London. Today at Westminster Abbey, the bells tolled 96 times to commemorate the 96 years of Queen Elizabeth's life. Throughout the UK, there were gun salutes. This one at St. James's Park, across the street from Buckingham Palace. Thousands came to the palace to pay their respects.
It's really emotional, and hearing the guns and the silence, that everybody fell into silence when the guns started. It's extremely emotional, and the world's lost a very significant woman.
Later in the day, the new king arrived at the palace. There were cheers for Charles and salutes and even singing. Then early this evening, he delivered his first address remembering his mother.
May flights of angels sing thee to thy rest.
I'm Steve Futterman in London. Now with more CBS News, here's Jennifer Kuiper.
Parched California gets fierce mountain winds and a flooding threat due to offshore tropical storm Kay. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
There are going to be parts of California that'll pick up a year's worth of rain in a weekend. The reason for that is because it's the desert, and the desert just doesn't usually get rain.
President Biden celebrates a new Ohio microchip plant.
It was a bipartisan event marking a bipartisan achievement. Ohio's Republican governor presided alongside President Biden as Intel broke ground on a new $20 billion microchip plant. The company delayed the groundbreaking outside Columbus until Congress passed the Chips and Science Act, providing more than $50 billion in subsidies for domestic semiconductor manufacturing. Mr. Biden says it'll mean high-tech jobs in places that had lost factories.
It's time to bury the label Rust Belt.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Fewer COVID cases, less need for masks indoors. CBS's Alexander Tan.
Peaking back in June at more than 60%, the CDC now says that just around 1 in 10 Americans are living in counties seeing high COVID-19 community levels, where authorities urge Americans to wear masks indoors in public. Miami and Tampa in Florida, as well as Philadelphia in Pennsylvania, are among the most populous communities still in this high COVID tier.
The Dow closed up 377 points. Now this.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Major League Baseball announces some big changes for next season, a couple of them from CBS's Peter King.
The changes include a pitch clock already being used in the minors. Pitchers will get 15 seconds between pitches with the bases empty, 20 when there are base runners. There's also a new restriction on the shift that hinders batters who swing naturally to left or right field. Managers now have to place all the infielders in front of the outfield grass, two on each side of second base. Peter King, CBS News.
MLB says it's ready to voluntarily recognize a minor league union. Runners in Tennessee and other states gathered before dawn today to run 3 miles to pay tribute to Memphis jogger Eliza Fletcher. She was kidnapped on an early morning run and killed. Governor Bill Lee.
Thousands of people this morning in Memphis and across the country finished Eliza's run. That is the spirit of hope of this city of Memphis.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
Rates are on the rise, but with Rocket, you get an advantage. You can lock your rate for 90 days while you search for a home. If rates drop within 3 years of buying your home, you'll get exclusive savings from Rocket Mortgage to refinance to a new lower rate. We'll help you lock it and drop it so you can buy today. That's the Rocket Advantage. Call 8337-ROCKET or go to therocketadvantage.com.
Must lock purchase rate between 7/19/22 and 9/30/22. Call 1-8337-ROCKET for coverage, fees, terms, and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and unless consumeraccess.org number 30.
Ad paid for by USA Veteran Law Group. Attention Marines, if you or a loved one lived or worked at Camp Lejeune for more than 30 days between 1953 and 1988, you were exposed to drinking water contaminated with benzene and other highly carcinogenic chemicals, causing those exposed to develop devastating health conditions. You may qualify for significant compensation if you have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, bladder, kidney, or liver cancer, or other serious health conditions. Get justice. Call 844-982-0001 or visit usaveteranlawgroup.com.
4 months after the massacre at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde and days after students returned to class, another shooting in that Texas town. Reporter Chris Fox is there.
Police say a fight between rival gangs at Memorial Park in Uvalde Thursday afternoon escalated into a shootout, leaving several injured and four in custody. Two were taken to hospitals in San Antonio. Uvalde Mayor Don McLaughlin says gang violence has escalated over the past couple months.
I know there's still a distrust in the police department and things, but give us the information and let us do our job, and we will go after this and try to stop this from happening.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he's outraged. He sent additional state troopers and special agents to target the gangs. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
The defense for R. Kelly and two co-defendants is rested at the R&B singer's trial on charges of trial fixing, child pornography, and enticing minors for sex. Prosecutors get a chance to call rebuttal witnesses. Jury deliberations not likely to begin until next week.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 877-25-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 877-25-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 877-25-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40-by-60-foot building or a 50-by-100 clear-span building, fast and easy. Call 877-25-STEEL. That's 877-257-8335. 877-25-STEEL.
An electric car maker looks to build its batteries in Texas. CBS's Jason Brooks.
Reuters reports that Tesla filed an application with the state of Texas to build a lithium refinery on the Gulf Coast, which will process raw ore material into a usable state for battery production. Tesla currently sources its lithium from China's Ganfeng Mining Company, the top lithium producer in the world. And lithium prices have jumped in 2022 as automakers ramp up electric vehicle production. During Tesla's recent earnings call, CEO Elon Musk encouraged entrepreneurs to get into the lithium refining business, saying it's a license to print money.
The U.S. reaches a medical milestone, counting 1 million organ transplants since the first success back in 1954. Advocates have announced a new campaign to speed the next million by encouraging more donations. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Friday, September 9th, 2022. This broadcast is produced by Kathleen Biggins. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
KFGO News, Fargo-Moorhead, mostly cloudy, 67 degrees. I'm Paul Juergens, overnight, clear and about 42. Second day of witness testimony has concluded in the trial of Arthur Colley for the murder of 14-year-old Jupiter Paulson of Fargo. The jury watched surveillance camera video, which captured the entire 30-minute attack on the morning of June 4th of last year. The prosecution had called a series of witnesses who encountered Colley in the hour after the attack, including a housekeeping manager at a truck stop, who was in the midst of cleaning a shower when Colley snuck into it.
So then I knocked on the door and I said that, sir, this is a dirty shower. I figured it was either a truck driver that didn't know it or and I didn't want nobody to take a shower in a dirty shower. And he yelled at me and he said, I'm in a hurry. And I said, well, I'm going to wait out here for you because you have to pay for the shower.
She said Cawley raced out of Petrel Travel Center shirtless without paying. About an hour after the attack, he is seen stealing clothing at Walmart and dumping what investigators later discovered to be blood-splattered pants and shoes in the bathroom there. An Isanti, Minnesota businessman has been sentenced to life in prison for stabbing a woman to death nearly three decades ago after the investigation into her death was revived by DNA advances in genealogy. 35-year-old Jeannie Childs was stabbed dozens of times in a Minneapolis apartment in June 1993. 56-year-old Jerry Westrom was convicted last month of first and second degree murder. Westrom, who has maintained his innocence, will not be eligible for parole until he has served at least 30 years in prison. He was arrested in 2019 after DNA collected from a hot dog napkin he threw away at a hockey game tied him to the death. A dispute between two brothers led to a triple murder-suicide last month in a North Dakota wheat field. Towner County Sheriff Andrew Hillier says autopsy results and evidence at the scene suggest 59-year-old Robert Bracken killed his brother, his own son, and a third man before shooting himself on August 29th. The dead included Bracken's 64-year-old brother Richard, Robert's 34-year-old son, Justin Bracken, and 56-year-old Doug Dolmage. The Brackens had been working the harvest for Dolmage in his field south of Candu. Hillier says an investigation found that Robert and Richard Bracken had been in a dispute, which had been escalating for a week or more before the shootings. A St. Paul man who was severely scalded by hot water while working at a brewery is due to receive $56 million in damages and interest after filing a lawsuit 6 years ago. A Ramsey County jury awarded DeWarren Harris more than $35 million after finding that Summit Brewing Company and the makers of a power washing hose were negligent. Harris was cleaning a warehouse floor at the St. Paul Brewery in 2014 when a connector to the hose he was using failed and 180-degree water was released. His attorney says Harris is also due another $21 million in interest, which has been accruing since initial legal action was taken in 2016. 15,000 Minnesota nurses will strike starting Monday morning for 3 days at 15 hospitals in the Twin Cities and Duluth if a deal is not reached with the hospitals. Minnesota Nurses Association President Mary Turner says negotiations are ongoing and the two sides are not considered at impasse.
And we seem to be running into a roadblock there with getting them to understand. We keep getting at all the tables, well, the way we do things, everything is just fine. Well, if everything is just fine, we wouldn't have nurses leaving the bedside in droves.
If a deal is not reached over the weekend, nurses plan to start striking Monday morning at 7. Former Miss America Cara Mund is qualified to appear on the November ballot as an independent candidate for North Dakota's U.S. House seat. Mund is challenging Republican Congressman Kelly Armstrong, who is seeking a third term. The Secretary of State's office says Mund has met the 1,000 signature threshold for listing on the ballot. She entered the race in August and said her support for abortion rights motivated her candidacy. It's the time of year when Explore Minnesota and the DNR begin weekly fall color reports. Explore Minnesota's Amy Barrett says the state is not seeing much color change yet, except in trees stressed from drought conditions. The wave of peak fall colors typically starts in the northern part of the state in mid-September and makes its way south by the middle of October. Clear overnight, Fargo-Moorhead, we expect a low of about 42. Will be partly sunny tomorrow, afternoon high 68. 40 tomorrow night, clear, 74 sunny on Sunday. Mostly cloudy, 67 now. Paul Juergens, News Radio, KFGO.
Coming up Monday on the KFGO Morning Crew.
We spend Monday mornings in Medina, KFGO Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich.
We'll check in with the Chief Fargo Fire Chief Steve Dirksen joins us.
That's Monday on the KFGO Morning Crew. Hey, the fun begins at 5 a.m.
CBS Money Watch.
Stocks ramped up for the third straight day, getting help from the dollar easing lower against other global currencies, with the euro back to parity with the dollar after falling below for the first time in 20 years. Several Federal Reserve members delivered speeches ahead of the Fed meeting later this month, all sticking to the theme of staying aggressive on inflation with more rate hikes. The Dow surged 377 points to 32,151. The Nasdaq gained 250 points
to 12,112, and the S&P up 61 points to 4067. Burger King parent Restaurant Brands says it will spend $400 million on renovations and marketing to improve sales at the chain. Jason Brooks, CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit LibertyMutual.com to learn more. LibertyMutual.com.
News and Views with Joel Heitkamp. Weekdays 8 to 11 a.m.
On the next News and Views, Derek Hansen has the keys. He'll be talking about the Vikings-Packer game and how it turned out right here on the Mighty 790 and 104.7 KFGO.
With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. Bert Kenner, USDA economist, has the U.S. ag trade numbers for the first 10 months of this fiscal year.
Agricultural exports fiscal year to date, 2022, October through July, are $167.3 billion, up 14% from $147.3 billion this time last year. Agricultural imports are $161.2 billion, up 19% from $135.3 billion this time last year. For a trade surplus of $6.1 billion, down about 50% from $12 billion this time last year.
Mark Jekinowski, USDA Outlook Board Chairman, says that this year's uncertain direction of the global economy is making it unusually difficult to forecast crop demand and prices.
The one thing I might add this year that is maybe a little bit different from September's of other years is just the macroeconomic uncertainty that's playing out in the background. You know, that can have implications for oil prices, which could also have implications for biofuel prices, and discretionary income can have important implications.
If you're interested in learning more about how pigs can benefit your operation, you're not alone.
We do not have enough livestock in the state right now, especially out east, in order to satisfy our soil health needs. I mean, when it comes to, you know, when it comes to soil health, when it comes to your water retention capabilities in your soil, it really is unbeatable. Manure really is the best thing for soil health. So producers, crop producers, other livestock producers are very interested in diversifying into pigs.
Pigs, North Dakota's Bright Future, is an event that will take place on September 28th from 11 to 4 at the Delta Hotel in Fargo. Amber Basehans is executive director of the North Dakota Livestock Alliance.
We're doing actually several breakouts. We're going to have Dr. Bob Tollard from SDSU. He's their swine extension specialist. And he's going to talk about our favorite topic, right? We're going to be talking about manure. So we're calling it Spreading the Wealth, Manure Application Methods, Costs, and Benefits. So a really great way to figure out how to incorporate manure into your soil health plan. So it's going to be lots of other speakers as well, lots of great content. Since we talked about sows, there's going to be content focusing on swine finishing as well, so that people are able to, you know, kind of figure out which part of the industry fits their family and their farm's diversification needs the best. So it's going to be a really exciting day.
Once again, that event is taking place September 28th in Fargo. You can register online at ndlivestock.org. Exports of manufactured agricultural and mining goods from Minnesota were valued at $6.7 billion in the second quarter of 2022, reaching the highest level on record. Minnesota exports grew 12% between the second quarters of 2021 and 2022. Minnesota's top three largest export markets remain Canada at $2.3 billion, China at $704 million, and Mexico at $637 million. The state's second quarter 2022 exports increased year over year, nearly 30% to North America, the state's top regional market, driven by Canada, up 42%. Eight of the state's top 10 products grew in the second quarter year over year. Solid growth in exports of mineral fuels and oils, up 69% or up $287 million. Cereals, up 394% or up $246 million. And electrical equipment, up 13%, led the growth. Machinery and optics and medical exports were fairly flat. With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. And watch for me and my Muscatel Ford truck, sponsored by the North Dakota Grain Growers Association, North Dakota Soybean Council, FS Manufacturing, North Dakota Farmers Union, Lance Gullison Agent, Richland IFC, Olson Pools and Spas, Bush Light, and Proceed.
We wrapped up the week with positive signs in front of the changes for wheat, corn, cattle futures, and hog futures, too. In the grains, Minneapolis spring wheat, December contract up 29 and a quarter, 927 and a half. Chicago wheat, December up 40 and a half cents, 869 and three quarters. In corn, December up 16 and a half, 685 a bushel. November soybeans up 26 and a quarter, 1412 and a quarter. January at 1417 and a half. That was up 26 and a quarter on the day. In feeder cattle, the October contract $1.17 higher, 185.57. October live cattle up $1.30 at 145.67. December at 150.97, $1.32 higher. Lean hog futures, October contract $1.05 higher at 93.17. I'm Rusty Halverson for the Mighty 790 and 104.7 KFGO.
It takes two with Amy and JJ.
Here's maybe an unpopular opinion, but I'm going to throw it out there. Those are the worst chairs. I don't know why we're all in love with Adirondack chairs.
What?
Do they look good? Sure. Are they pretty? Okay. Have you ever seen someone try to get out of an Adirondack chair?
And that's the point. You're supposed to get into it, and that's it.
On the Mighty 790, 104.7 KFGO.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Hey, hey, Bills Mafia, how you living? I already know the answer. Hungover and dragging your backside to the office and loving every freaking second of it. Heck yeah, Mafia. We back, baby. As dominant as Buffalo was last night, they can still play so much better. I'm Jim Rome. CBS Sports
Saturday, legendary college football powerhouses collide as Alabama takes on Texas in the Big Noon Saturday game of the week on Fox.
Let's go!
Reigning Heisman winner Bryce Young leads the top-ranked Crimson Tide against Quinn Ewers and the Longhorns.
A matchup between two heavyweight fighters.
It all starts at 10 Eastern with the Big Noon Kickoff pregame show. And then it's Alabama-Texas, Saturday at noon Eastern on Fox.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kevin Harlan with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The 2022 NFL season kicked off with the unveiling of the Super Bowl banner and subsequent celebration in Los Angeles on Thursday night as the defending champion Los Angeles Rams took on the Buffalo Bills. But quarterback Josh Allen and the Bills spoiled the Rams' celebration, winning 31-10. Allen threw for 297 yards and three touchdowns and added 56 yards and a score on the ground. While the Bills' defense was terrific, it racked up 7 sacks. Von Miller had 2, and the team forced 3 turnovers. Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford and the Rams offense struggled with just 243 yards of total offense. More than half of those yards came from wide receiver Cooper Kupp, who finished the night with 13 catches and 128 yards and a touchdown. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 10-1. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Saturday, legendary college football powerhouses collide as Alabama takes on Texas in the Big Noon Saturday game of the week on Fox.
Let's go!
Reigning Heisman winner Bryce Young leads the top-ranked Crimson Tide against Quinn Ewers and the Longhorns.
A matchup between two heavyweight fighters.
It all starts at 10 Eastern with the Big Noon Kickoff pregame show. And then it's Alabama-Texas, Saturday at noon Eastern on Fox.
The National Football League.
Low snap around his shin. Left-footed punt, it's blocked. It goes straight up, it's blocked. It lands at the 5. Picked up on the play by the defensive end. Hufanga, who takes it in. It's a touchdown.
Sunday Night Football.
Allen with a pocket holding, launches deep, looking end zone open. Target caught. Emmanuel Sanders, touchdown, Bills.
Monday Night Football.
Back to throw on 2nd and 7. Throws a deep ball, got Evans open, and he's got it at the 10. Into the end zone, touchdown.
And Thursday Night Football.
Across the 5, into the end zone, touchdown, Cincinnati.
All the way to the playoffs and Super Bowl.
Shotgun snap, he cracks his arm, he throws a pass in the end zone. Backpedaling, corner catch, falling down, Kupp, touchdown, Rams. They score first.
Listen to Westwood One's coverage of the NFL all season long on the Mighty 790 and 104.7 KFGO.
It's time for Baseball This Week with the voice of the Minnesota Twins. That is Corey Provis. Baseball This Week is brought to you each week by Dean's Bulk Service. Yes, indeed, those Minnesota Twins able to salvage a game yesterday in New York. It was a flight through the night, then boom, back in Minneapolis and St. Paul. And now tonight, of course, they're beginning a weekend series with the Cleveland Guardians. And Corey, they salvaged one, I think, a couple of weeks ago. I had asked you, who's got to step up? Who's got to get those big hits? Who's got to drive the runs in? Your response was Carlos Correa, and certainly we saw a big hit from Correa last night.
Had his biggest swing as a Twin yet, Jack, when it mattered most. 8th inning, 2-out, 2-run homer, turned out to be the game-winning swing, and the Twins hung on to win by 1. But it's been odd how poor he has been in those big moments, and he'll be the first to tell you that he hasn't delivered as often as he is used to doing in those clutch spots late in games. Even 2 outs, runners in scoring position. The guy had, I think, 5 or 6 hits all year. I mean, it's not been normal to see Correa perform in that manner. But, man, when it counted last night, came up huge. And his confidence after the game, I thought, was pretty telling that, you know, he had seen that slider from Greg Weiser, you know, 2 times earlier. And so he had a good read on what he was going to do, how he was throwing his breaking ball. And he left that one up, and Correa made him pay for the game-winning swing.
Also got a nice outing, I thought, from Sonny Gray. And then, you know, wasn't the most attractive game 4 of that series. There were obviously, it wasn't clean, but it was a win. And Sonny Gray was a good part of that last night.
Yeah, needed him last night. 6 innings, 2 runs. You know, the Twins are near the bottom in baseball, getting length from their starting staff. If starts 6 innings or more, I think the Twins now just 33 starts. They have done that, second fewest to Washington in all of baseball right now. So that's been few and far between. You know, I think Sonny has done it now maybe 7 or 8 times that the starts have gone at least 6 innings. But the next 2 games, or these 2 guys are not known for doing that in length, and Bundy and Archer. These are guys that don't pitch all that deep. A lot of that is because of stats and how they have fared. Third time they see a lineup. But, you know, the Guardians have their top guys ready. I mean, the Twins are going into this series a bit undermanned with just who they have available and, more importantly, who they don't have available, while the Guardians are a pretty healthy ball club.
And from the weather standpoint, I know Minneapolis-St. Paul today getting a little bit wet. We'll see how that plays out throughout the night and the weekend. Dylan Bundy tonight, Cleveland, and this is one you circle. My guess is the mood on the plane after the win last night at least was somewhat maybe better, Corey, perhaps even subdued with a sense now that, okay, here's what we have in front of us. But you tell us, what was the mood last night on the plane?
Well, the flight was only just over 2 hours, but the ride from Yankee Stadium to Newark Airport in Jersey was almost as long. We hit just some horrible traffic with construction and roads shut down and, you know, trying to get to Jersey through the Holland Tunnel. It was like 6 lanes were merging into one. It was about an hour and 50-minute commute alone from the ballpark to the airport. And then the flight was, you know, just about as long. And that's it was not your usual, and traffic is always bad in New York City, but that time of night, it was all construction related, and man, it was terrible. But once they got on the plane, I mean, Jack, I conked out. So I was in the back, and I put my headphones in, had the music going, and I was out. So I kind of popped up here and there, but I know there was a card game going on, but it was 2:30 in the morning. I could care less who was playing or who was winning. But, so there were guys, some enjoying it, but I think the bulk of those that were on the plane were sleeping.
I know you're looking at a three-game weekend series trying to win the series, and the Twins also the bigger picture. You've got five in the front window coming up with Cleveland. So do you look at this as eight games in a short period of time? Do you look at it as a three-game weekend series, or are you just flat out, let's look at tonight, Paul Quantrill versus Dylan Bundy? How should Twins fans be looking at this, Corey?
Well, I hope that next weekend when these two teams play, the Twins are healthier. I hope that maybe Byron is back next weekend. I hope that next weekend Polanco is back. You know, I'm curious tonight, Jack, you know, is Kepler going to play? He had two pinch hitting roles and struck out twice, did not look very good. He's dealing with a bad hip. And I thought it was also interesting that Luis Urias did not play late in the game last night. I don't know if he has something going on. Because I understand why he didn't start with Nestor Cortes going for the Yankees, but I thought there were some moments for Urias to bat eighth and ninth inning last night, and it didn't happen. So I hope that was a red flag. So hopefully that's not significant, because it's Correa and Miranda right now offensively. If those two guys are out, Kepler and Urias. So, and you look at the Guardians, Jack, that's a healthy team. I mean, they have their lineup, they have their pitching, are ready to go. So I the Twins just, you know, try to hang in there with what they have. They're going into the series undermanned. Doesn't mean they can't win, and they're going to rely on the crowd. And we said this late last night, Jack, this has to be the loudest, the most passionate Target Field has been all weekend long. I mean, here they are. They're in a playoff race. The wild card is probably slipping away at this point. It's either division or bust, and that's where it's going to be. And to make a run at it, Hilbar joined us postgame last night. The Twins have a chance. They have a chance to turn this division race around in three short days. They control their own fate if they do that. But, you know, they're going in, again, without a lot of key guys. They're going to need the crowd to really lift them up tonight and all weekend long.
And last but not least, you know, these two teams, Corey, haven't played, I think, since that five-gamer in June. And here we are in September. It probably feels like it's been a year since they played Cleveland. But from June to September, and maybe you just went over some of the things that are different between these two teams, Corey, Cleveland and Minnesota. But from the June series, anything you can take out of that that applies to this series and series coming up here this weekend in September?
I hope that, you know, I'm just speaking on fact here, that I don't think Emilio Pagan is going to throw in big moments in this series like he did when these two teams last played. You know, Pagan had a nightmare of a stretch against Cleveland, both at Target Field and then at Progressive Field. I don't know if Duran pitches tonight because of the two innings he worked in game one of the doubleheader on Wednesday, but man, it's going to be hard for Rocco not to go to him.
Well, despite being a game and a half back in the Central, technically it still is in Minnesota's hands, and that's what this weekend is all about. Obviously, that's what the games down the stretch are all about. Corey, I know it was a late flight back in. You mentioned the drive to Newark and all that, but be rocking and rolling tonight all across the Twins Radio Network. Corey, thanks for the time. As always, talking baseball, and go get them this weekend, buddy.
All right, Jack. Talk to you next week.
Corey Provis, voice of the Minnesota Twins. Baseball This Week is brought to you each week by Dean's Bulk Service, right here on the Mighty 790, 104.7 FM, KFGO.
This is CNET, and here are the stories that matter right now.
Of all the new features Apple introduced with its iPhone 14 and its new Apple Watches, now we'll be able to detect if you're in a car crash and call for help if you don't say that you're okay. Similarly, if you find yourself stuck without cell service and you need help, say if your car breaks down or you get hurt on a trail or whatever else, Apple's now introduced new features in its iPhone 14 that will use low Earth satellites to actually call for help. At the center of all of this is the idea that you can leave your home with just a watch and your phone and be okay.
Stay up to date with the latest by visiting CNET.com.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit LibertyMutual.com to learn more. LibertyMutual.com.
This is Fighting Hawks Daily. I'm Paul Ralston. The 56th annual Potato Bowl will kick off at 3 tomorrow afternoon at the Alaris Center, and we'll hear from head coach Bubba Schweigert and defensive end Ben McNaboe next.
Nate from the Golf Center here, the man at the fancy shoes. With our late start to the year, don't let any extra golf days get away. We have all you need to make the rest of the season enjoyable. Layered clothing for the fall, closeout shoe selection, wet weather gear, and your best stop for used clubs to make a needed upgrade. We are here to help you find what you need to make every day the best day for golf. At the Golf Center, where your game begins.
This is where your game begins, the Golf Center.
Tomorrow, UND football will open its home slate of its 2022 schedule with an incredibly important Missouri Valley showdown with Northern Iowa. It's the first time the Panthers have visited Grand Forks since 1976, and head coach Bubba Schweigert says when the Hawks step on the field against the Panthers, you had better be ready to answer the bell.
Yeah, they're very physical and very tough. They play hard-nosed football. I know we had some real battles with them at Southern Illinois, hard-fought games, and then, you know, really explosive on offense. They've been known for being very good on defense, a very tough physical football team.
Defensive end Ben McNaboe says while it was relatively quiet when Nebraska had the ball last week when the defense was on the field, he expects and is excited that noise will be provided by those in attendance within the Alaris Center.
When we're in the Alaris, it gets loud in there, in a closed stadium too. I mean, there's noise, and we got to be talking, signaling, all that stuff, communicating. I mean, it's awesome atmosphere to be in. I'm glad, you know, I get to play in front of it, and we got all those people there. But yeah, we got to be locked in and focused and communicating well in order to execute.
For all things UND athletics, go to FightingHawks.com.
On the next week of Afternoons Live, Big Iron is back and will be broadcasting from the Red River Valley Fairgrounds. Also, we'll be in New Rockford, North Dakota for the Steam Threshers activities going on Friday. That and so much more on Afternoons Live, 2 to 5 here on KFGO. Term limits are going to be on the ballot in North Dakota because the Supreme Court of the great state of North Dakota said the Attorney General and Drew Wrigley and Al Jagger, as Secretary of State, got it wrong when they threw out as many signatures as they did earlier in this process. Egg on their face, but certainly a lot of people delighted across the state because they've wanted this opportunity. Routinely during Afternoons Live, when we're talking about some of the things going wrong when it comes to American politics, one of the answers that is routinely often sent in is saying, well, this would help somewhat, is putting term limits on office holders, getting that turnover, getting fresh faces so you know you have to go in, do the work, and get out. Well, in North Dakota, we're going to try it. And I have no doubt if you were listening to Dustin Gubberlow, the conservative watchdog network here in North Dakota, he predicts this passes 65% plus. I think he's right. I think people from all sides of the political aisle, independents, Democrats, Republicans, are eager for this opportunity, and they will, in fact, pass it. What's that mean for Doug Burgum? Well, we're going to find out because this is not retroactive. It's only going forward. Lawmakers going forward are going to be limited in those terms. You're going to vote for it? Or are you going to say, no, I like it just the way it is? And who's going to oppose this? That's going to be very telling, and we'll explain it all and break it down on Afternoons Live 2 to 5, where you can find me, Tyler Axness, here on KFGO.
The KFGO Morning Crew.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
It sounds so pleasant when it sucks.
The guy who sings the diarrhea part is just filled with joy that he gets to go, diarrhea.
All right, the Twins, speaking of which, the bullpen.
Pepto should sponsor the bullpen
right.
The Minnesota Twins.
Exactly.
Stop the runs. Right.
The KFGO Morning Crew, weekdays 5 to 8 a.m. on the Mighty 790 and 104.7 KFGO. Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Jim from the Bay Area asks, I'm 22 years old and I'm about to graduate college. With that, of course, comes student loan debt, almost $80,000 of it, mostly from private loans. What steps should I be taking in order to have the best financial future? Well, number one, Jim, get a job, which shouldn't be hard given the tight labor market. And if there's a retirement plan with a match, only contribute up to that matching level. Two, every extra penny you have goes to paying down those loans. Start with the highest interest rate first and work your way down.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit LibertyMutual.com to learn more. LibertyMutual.com.
It takes two. Take two on the Drive Time News.
I'm sure there are a lot of reasons that you're happy that you're back to work after a few days of vacation, but like, what's the one thing you miss?
The most out of everything? Like, you, Amy. That's what I miss the most. Because I end up getting to work and I'm like, I got so much stuff I need to tell Amy
right now. Do you know how hard it was not to text you like the whole time you're gone? I'm like, I want to talk to you about so many things. No, but what's the hardest thing you leave behind, like from home? Like, did you really love the sleeping in part? Did you really love the lunching part? I feel like for us, that's always a thing. Like, we kind of miss lunch all the time.
You know what was really great is I got to spend all day with my dogs.
That's like, fun.
And it is fun. And I think that they had a good time, too, because they got to go outside more. And
right.
Just those little creature comforts. I also found that, like, eating lunch, I mean, for you and I, we never get to eat actual lunch.
Yeah, and it's always weird. It's rushed or it's before, right. It's early. It's if it's on time, it's weird. Yeah.
So sitting down and eating a bowl of chicken noodle soup and a sandwich really was nice in the noon hour.
What kind of chokehold does chicken noodle soup have on you?
I made the best chicken noodle soup. It's so good.
It really so does, good. Though.
Yeah,
it really does.
I wasn't going to make like I'm going to make a bunch of homemade tomato soup. I did make homemade tomato juice for the first time ever, though.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, and it turned out really, really good. My Bloody Mary game is going to be top-notch this fall.
Sounds perfection.
Yeah, I'll bring some in, but not while the boss is looking.
Okay, good idea. It takes two, take two here on the Drive Time News. We're going to see you tomorrow morning. We're breaking a world record. We hope that you're going to come out and join us. We'll be at Blue Stem. We're starting things off at 10 a.m. We're walking by 11:30. You're going to be wrapped up by noon.
Yeah, make sure you're there by 11. That's important. Just make sure you're there by 11 so that you can get registered.
Yes, we're going to get you on that cakewalk. We're going to break a world record. Four Greater Morehead Days. Morehead.
I love it.
I do too. I love it. We'll see you there at Blue Stem tomorrow morning while we break a world record on the world's largest cakewalk.
The National Football League.
Low snap around his shin. Left footed punt. It's blocked. It goes straight up. It's blocked. It lands at the five. Picked up on the play by the defensive end. Hufanga, who takes it in. It's a touchdown.
Sunday Night Football.
Allen with a pocket holding, launches deep, looking end zone open.
Monday Night Football.
Back to throw on second and seven. Throws a deep ball. Got Evans open. And he's got it at the 10. Into the end zone. Touchdown.
And Thursday Night Football.
Across the five. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Cincinnati.
All the way to the playoffs and Super Bowl.
Shotgun snap. He cracks his arm. He throws a pass in the end zone. Backpedaling. Corner catch. Falling down. Cup. Touchdown, Rams. They score first.
Listen to Westwood One's coverage of the NFL all season long on the Mighty 790 and 104.7 KFGO. The Drive Time News. Time now for another ride from Joel Heitkamp from News and Views.
We touched on a couple of things today on News and Views. The Minnesota Vikings. Hope springs eternal. Now, I'm 60 years old, and I started cheering for the Vikings at 5 years old. So I've been disappointed for 55 years. The Vikings, well, you know, they've never gone all the way. And that's the key to everything, right? Going all the way, winning your division, going on and winning a playoff game or two. That's not the goal. The goal is to be the one that has a parade in the end. And it's time for the Vikings to do that. Now, whether or not this year's team is it, who knows? I mean, if you look at the odds, no, they're not the team to do it. But all you got to do is get to the playoffs and then make a run. Can you hear it? Can you hear the hope in my voice? Well, they're opening up against the Packers. And that's quite a game to open up with. I mean, think about that. Two division rivals, two arch rivals, and that's how you start the season. I don't like it. but yet I like it. The other thing we hit upon today was the fact that Jim Casper and Jody Plessity. Now, there's two deep thinkers, right? Jody Plessity ignored in her run for the Fargo City Commission. Jim Casper had over 1,000 less votes than his running mate did, or at least it was around there. Here's the truth. Both of them want to show just how conservative they are by diving into the curriculum of a public school, because Lord knows they know better. Now, tell me what critical race theory is and tell me where it's being taught. Is it being taught on the reservation where, you know what, the white man didn't live up to the promises that he gave Native Americans? I'm so sick of these two. Now they're going to have a hotline. They're going to have a hotline that's going to be investigated by the attorney general once they hear about all these evil teachers who have a conversation in classrooms. And Lord knows they're teaching sex education to kindergartners. BS. That's all I got to say. And you wonder why teachers are quitting. I'm Joel Heitkamp. Good riding with you again. You can hear me every weekday from 8 to 11 right here on the Mighty 790 and 104.7. KFGO.
Blasting across the region with 100,000 watts. 104.7 KFGO FM Hope. And on the AM dial, the triple towers of power. The mighty 790 KFGO Fargo.